is better off finding a secure job that you can count on for the rest of your life? Those are nearly extinct. People move jobs on average every 4.7 years. And it's estimated that by 2020, nearly half of Americans will be freelancers. Okay, so is better off just a number? Is it about earning as much as you possibly can? By that singular measurement, we are failing. Median per capita income has been flat since about 2000, adjusted for inflation. All right, so is better off getting a big house with a white picket fence? Less of us are doing that. Nearly 5 million people lost their homes in the Great Recession, and even more of us sobered up about the lengths we were willing to go, or be tricked into going in many predatory cases, to hold that deed. Homeownership rates are at their lowest since 1995. All right, so we're not finding steady employment, we're not earning as much money, and we're not living in big fancy houses. Toll the funeral bells for everything that made America great. But are those the best measurements of a country's greatness, of a life well lived? What I think makes America great is its spirit of reinvention. And in the wake of the Great Recession, more and more Americans are redefining what better off really means. Turns out it has more to do with community and creativity than dollars and cents.